Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is so important, as you know, we're about to go to break, and we don't want you to miss any of this, but you're hearing words that have happened, is happening, that's going to happen, and you're hearing John Paul Jackson, and I know that the video is not its greatest quality, but we wanted to get it to you now, because as we said in an earlier program, the prophecy that was spoken over the lame duck term of President Barack Obama, which basically has begun, but really probably January 20th, maybe the official time of that. But based on the reports I think they're just going to kick in right away and begin to do these different things. And remember, it has nothing to do with Washington, D.C. It's the church. It's us, God's people, those who are following the Lord. He said, you know, my people, God saying to John Paul Jackson, will cry out to me. My people will cry out to me, and it'll keep on getting darker and darker until they do. So the answer is not get a big sign and march up and down the street and say, you're overtaxing me. The answer is not go out and create some political party, you know, and you need to be involved in life, you know, in function. But if the root of everything in our life should be, as Christians, that are we right with God? Mm-hmm. Not are we sinless. I mean, everybody sins and falls short of the glory, but have we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life and said, God, I want to deal with this thing in my life. Lord, help me. Humility. And the military, as you know, as you just said, and we're just crawling out related articles as we're listening to this, and we're going to make it available to you on VFN Torch, but there's one, we said one after the other, these things are happening, have happened, and going to happen. And we prophesied them, but we also have documented them taking place as well. And the military is being downsized. I mean, we're decommissioning aircraft carriers. We pulled down our NASA space program. Ooh. We pulled it down immediately. Mm. I mean, the air, just giving up the air at that point. And all these different things. But a lot of people look at it who don't have eyes to see, and they're saying, like, you know, that mean old man or that mean old political party. It's like, no, God's in control. God directs the king's or leader's heart like a water course. In other words, if you have water going this way, he can push the water, make the water go that way. He can just direct the water. Just like, I mean, he can direct a man's life like he wants to, a leader's life. And it's happening right now because of us not crying out to him. And it's not just like, ow, this hurts. It's like, dear God, I was wrong. God, I want you, all you. I'll let go of all my gods, all my idols. Everything I have is yours. I can't believe, God, that I ever even debated about what ratio or percentage I should give you. You have 100% of me. Mm. You have 100% of everything that you've entrusted to me, including my wealth, including my things, including my stuff. That was the original request of Jesus, by the way. It wasn't this one of this religion thing that's going on right now, and look what it's led to. So, but be encouraged. Know that, you know, brace yourself, be prepared. If you have not yet gone and become a partner with VFN TV, all of our partners have access to all these different prophetic words, teachings, green room specials, but also to prudent preparation. How to be prepared? What do you need to do to be prepared? Go to VFNTV.com to be able to know how to do that. This is John Paul Jackson giving 33 prophetic words. Some has happened, some is happening, and some is going to happen. And one of the things that was said right prior to the break is, you know, God was telling John Paul Jackson, my people will cry out. And it's going to continue to get darker and darker until that happens. And there's 33 words. And so each of these things, understand, they could stop any moment. But if you're seeing there's some really hard-hearted, stiff neck, I'm going to go do it my way type stuff going on. And it's just, you know, God can soften that up. He's got a way to make us soft. And he's working out his plan of redemption. His church, wherever she is, she's going to arise. And her best days are ahead, as earlier spoken about by Bob Jones in our previous program, right before this program. And, you know, we're going to go through this thing, but the best days, matter of fact, the best 10 years, decade is sitting ahead of the church. But we got to go through this thing first. Let's pick up. This is 33 prophetic words. This is the 15th word. Rapidly going through them. Yes, we know the video is not the highest quality, but a great picture of John Paul right there. That's going to be made available on VFNTV.com.
We're going to see, there are going to be tornadoes that end up coming because of the changes in the jet streams and the climatological changes. They're going to have to invent a higher category of tornado. I think the highest it goes to right now is F5. I think it's going to have to go to an F6. Whatever the next category is that they don't have, that's what they're going to have. Because they have never measured wind speeds of tornadoes this high before. That's what's coming. Hurricanes that are over 500 miles wide. are going to hit this nation. Volcanoes are going to erupt again in the northwestern part of the United States. Cities will be dramatically impacted. There will be things that happen in that are just unheard of. The shape of the United States will change if we do not cry out to God. See, here's why. You say, why does all this happen? It boils down to the Garden of Eden, and that is this. Whenever man fell away from God, he began to decay. Everything he touched began to decay. And the Lord said it kind of like this, and the earth will no longer yield itself to you. Drought is going to continue to escalate in the lower half of the United States. So much so that just as it says in Revelation chapter 6, a loaf of bread, there may be bread, but what it's going to cost you will be enormous. So much so that they will have to put guards on trucks to keep trucks from being robbed for their food. Earthquakes will not only strike coastal areas, but even the Midwest of the United States. There will be places where hail falls, and it will be over a foot thick of hail. It will be softball sizes of hail with 24 inches of rain in 24 hours. There will be tornadoes with such force that automobiles will become airborne missiles. The Lord told me that there would be a pandemic that came, but the first one would prove to be little but fear, but the second one that comes would be serious. So there's a pandemic that is going to be coming. There will be changes in our gravity as there's a shift happening. It will happen in the magma of the earth. Changes will happen in the gravity fields. Look for notices, notifications of changes in the gravity fields. And also look for, with that will come heating of the ocean's floor and the ocean's changing temperatures. And that will end up killing a lot of fish and everything else in the ocean. China's escalation is not by accident. It is planned, and it is strategic, and it has a design to be the lead power in the world. There's a commercial paper bubble that's about to burst in the commercial markets, commercial real estate markets. There will be, he told me in 2007, there's going to be a move for people to start growing their own foods. And what has that happened? And by the way, if you're going to buy food, do not buy anything that has been genetically modified. It won't reproduce itself. And there's coming a blight in genetically modified crops that they think they're blight-proof. They're not blight-proof. When this thing hits, it will spread like wildfire. So you'll see nearly entire crops of like wheat or corn. Some grain product will be one of the things that will be seen, but also in tomatoes. He said, you need to pray for President Obama's protection. There's a plan to take his life. He said, whether you agree or disagree with him is not the question, son. It is pray for his protection. I've commanded you to pray for his protection. The Bible, my word, commands you to pray for his protection. That all will be well with you. Said the worst thing that could happen is for him to be taken out. I'm not talking about reelected or not reelected. I'm talking about taken out. The worst thing that could happen would be for him to be taken out. He showed me, I don't know what city, but I know it's a coastal city. And I know, and the result was from a dirty bomb. And a dirty bomb blew up in a coastal city, and it was uninhabitable for over 30 years. It was that level of radiation that was released. Well, he told me, he said, if you have the opportunity to buy rural land, take it, because it's going to become very valuable as people flee the cities. He said, this country is going to cut most of its foreign aid programs. And as a result, international dictators will multiply. He said, there's a growing anarchy that's going to come from the gay and lesbian community. And there will be reports of mobs maiming and torturing heterosexual men. And he said, also watch for men, homosexual men, being able to carry a baby through organ transplant. So transplanting of a uterus and the ability for a man, because of technology, the ability for a man to carry a baby. He said many large churches are going to end up filing bankruptcy because they can't make the building payments. And that the church has taken on the concept that numbers means anointing. And so they compromise my word so not to offend in order to keep the finances. First, the church must learn how to contend for the faith again. We're weak and we fall away so easily when crisis hits. We've not been tested and we have lost our resolve. And we understand little of the adversary's plans. We do not know how to, he said, the church has lost the ability to debate their faith without becoming angry. And thus we have so few strong, clear, godly voices in political arenas. We've lost our witness, the witness that can fix others and strongly testifies that God is still God and will still do what he has always done. As a witness, we are to prove God exists. We have to return to the knowledge, to more than the knowledge of God, we have to return to a craving to know God. I mentioned that last night, that it's not just knowing about God, we have to return to a craving to know him. That's intimacy with him. The concept, Abraham knew Sarah and she conceived. That idea of close knowing of one another. Third, the church must return to the love of God's word and the belief that it is infallible and inerrant in its original form. This would include the conviction, understanding, and knowledge that God is absolute and there's only one way to know him, and that's through Jesus. We need a new revelation of God's omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, eternality, and immutability. That's why I talked about it last night. Because until we understand that, we will lose heart in the midst of a battle. But if we know our God is nothing can defeat him, nothing is smarter than him, nothing knows more than him, until we know those things, our faith will weaken and we will tremble when signs in the heaven come. I believe if you read Jeremiah 30, you'll find we're in a time like that. Don't have time to go over it, but it's Jacob's troubles. We are there. But here's what Psalm says for us. Psalms 24 regarding Jacob's troubles. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek God's face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. See, it is in Jacob's trouble that the King of Glory will come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. If we turn to seek the Lord, there's going to be a much clearer definition of Christian, which means much more persecution. It will not include the term lukewarm. Those who seek in time, but who will ascend to the hill of the Lord in Jacob's trouble? Those who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who are not vain or puffed up in their thinking. You'll live in the thick, holy presence of God. That means you will hear Him and be guided by Him. The gates of heaven will open to you, and those spiritual questions that have been difficult to understand will now become easy to understand. The everlasting or ancient doors will open, meaning the ancient spiritual truths that have been hidden for a long time will be revealed. They're in the Bible, but because we're blind, we can't see what they mean. It's not like it's a new scripture. It's all right here, but we are blind. We have eyes that see, but see not, and have ears to hear, but hear not. The might and strength and power of the Lord of hosts will come into your circumstances, into your situations, and He will fight and they will fight on your behalf.
Now, we're about to go to a break, and we're going to come back and talk a few moments about this, but we wanted you to hear each of these 33 right close together so you could have them. We're going to have a related link for each of these as we've talked about them, we've documented them, we've talked prophetically about them, and when they did happen, we documented the ones that did happen so far. But understand that this is the time of Jacob's trouble, but this is the time that God begins to show Himself mighty. As Francis Chan says, you know, lukewarm believer is an oxymoron. They don't go together.
Right.
And so many have preached that, like, oh, okay, no, it's time for us. If you get serious with God, God will get serious with you. If you don't get serious with God, God will get serious with you. 33 prophetic words.
Yes.
33 prophetic words that has happened, is happening, is going to happen. And you got to go and we're obviously not going to be able to get them all, but hopefully, you know, Steve got every one of them. If not, just write Steve and let him know about all these articles and these spots that have been done on this over this time, because God's been speaking and revealing and showing. And it's not over because there was an election. There is a strategy going on that's being allowed to happen. It's a storm being fashioned, being allowed to be happening. That God has put watchmen on the wall to say, hey, there's a storm coming, there's a sword coming, but if we repent, then he'll stop. Yeah. He'll relent, he'll stop the storm. But I thought some of the things that was said, we did talk about the military already, but you know, we gotta learn how to contend for the faith again. I mean, how many people just kind of back down the first time somebody offers another opinion? And understand this. If we're not reading the Word of God or picking up our Bible, you can't. Please don't say that. Don't. You know, I was passing by a marquee and it said, you know, or, you know, we lost our resolve. You know, and resolve is just this tenacity, this, you know, I might mess it up and I might need a lot of mercy and grace here, but I'm going to be back tomorrow. I'm not giving up. You know, I'm not going to give up. And understand, we have to understand that, understand, we don't understand, you know, this is God speaking to John Paul Jackson. He's saying that we don't understand the plans of the enemy. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been folding some things out. One of the biggest plans of all that's been happening since the throne room of God with Satan and Lucifer is something that's broken down in a simple little book called Rules for Radicals. We did a series on it so you can understand children of the night versus children of the day, organizers of the night versus organizers of the day. I mean, God spoke through this thing.
Get that series.
You've got to get it. Listen, series. It's totally there for you for free. You can listen to it. Go to vfntv.com, go to the torch, look for series, and you'll see that there. Also, learn how to debate our faith without being angry. It's like so many people are taking everything personally, and it's like, it's God they're fighting against.
Right.
And you can't help people sometimes because when you start helping them, they start to get offended. It's like, no, I'm not. Calling you what you're being attacked with. I'm just saying that, you know, you just can't rob from the bank anymore. You know, I'm like, you know, God's going to forget, you know, that kind of Dylan from the sin and the sinner. And God loves you, but we got to be able to trust God to get rid of the sin in our life. And then we got to be able to, we lost our witness and our witness that God still is God. He's still God. He's, you know, you first have to believe that God exists and he created everything, everything, the universe and everything that ever was and is, including you. I mean, that is a basis of, we shouldn't just default to some sort of political correctness. We are God's child. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a loyalty. That's why he gives us power to be witnesses. And he talked about also, he said the Lord revealed to him that as a witness, that we're called to prove that God exists. In other words, you can't just say you have a relationship with God. Right. You actually have to have a relationship with God. Evidence. And if you do, that means evidence. It means God's with you. They're going to take notice when you talk. They're going to say, this woman, this man's been with Jesus. Mm-hmm. They abide with Jesus. These signs will follow those that believe. You'll speak to somebody. God will give you a dream, word of knowledge, whatever it is. But the power, the presence of the kingdom will show up, and they'll know whether they go with God or not. They'll know they've been with a man or a woman that's been with God. That's our job, is to be witnesses. Cravings have to return again. We're just craving. I just got to be with God. And probably everybody in the studio and a lot of the ministers that we know of, you know, that abide with God. I mean, if God just said, you know what? You don't have to do anything else. All I want you to do is just abide with me. I want you just to get your a journal, get the Bible, get you a pen, and you and I are going to have the next 20 decades together, right? Mm-hmm. You know, all of us would probably go,
okay.
Are you sure? Are you sure? This is so awesome to be able to be after God. Anguish. We did a segment from David Wilkerson on anguish. You got to go get all these segments. But no. Read. This is the day of Jacob's trouble. Understand, Israel is surrounded. Jacob's name is Israel. These things are happening. Psalms 24. We're not going to have a chance to read it for you. But understand, he says, the Lord is mighty. He is mighty. It's the Lord. Lift up your heads, ye gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory, so that the King of glory may come in. Who is he? The King of glory, the Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. It's time for us to rise up and begin to say, you know what? Here we are, God. We are yours. We are crying out for you. It's not wrong to humble ourselves and just cry out to God. Begin to cry out and say, God, here I am. Speak to me. Get in his word. Get rightly related to people who want to walk with God. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.